that they perceived a coherent virtual space that was much larger.
Virtual reality is no longer just science fiction. It has become a real training tool for the U.S. military. But there is one fundamental limitation to this technology.
How do we walk around if we're standing in a room that's limited?
Evan Suma at the University of Southern California's Institute for Creative Technologies says current technology limits the amount of movement a virtual reality user can experience.
We showed the technique being used to transform a 900-square-foot physical space into a 3,000-square-foot virtual space.
He is working on a project called Redirected Walking to change that. The aim is to trick the user's senses into thinking they are moving through an infinite virtual world, when in reality they are just walking within a limited space. Suma says developing this software means replicating experiments done in the field of psychology. One of those is how a person's sense of vision dominates over many other senses.
If I rotate the world slowly around your head while you're in virtual reality, as long as it's small enough, you'll actually believe what you're seeing more than what you're feeling. And I can use that to actually get you to curve and walk in a circle while perceiving that you're walking straight. So that's something that came straight out of psychology.
In addition to training soldiers for combat, virtual reality with a redirected walking component can also help those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
When you can move around and really walk around a virtual environment, your sense of presence, that is your feeling of being a part of the virtual world, the power of the experience is greater.
This experience can also be transferred to consumers and applied to different types of video games, says Vlad Bahor, who experienced redirected walking during a mixed reality lab open house.
All kinds of games, exploration games, first-person games, action games, even sport games.
Companies and universities are working on technology in which mobile devices, such as smartphones, can eventually track a person's movements to replace a complicated motion capture system that is now needed to make redirected walking work. Evan Suma says once advanced hardware becomes available, redirected walking software can create a more realistic experience that is portable and inexpensive, both for consumers and for those who are training for combat. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Since the user does not directly observe the changes to the environment, these manipulations are very difficult to detect.